You're listening to Newtonia. Astronomers found a new way to measure the universe's invisible matter. Astronomers have spotted the first stellar stream from a torn-apart star cluster ever found outside the Milky Way, hidden inside a faint ultra-diffuse galaxy. Because such streams are shaped by gravity, they let researchers weigh a galaxy's dark matter for the first time using a technique previously limited to our own galaxy. Astronomers have found something that, by their own account, should exist all over the universe but had never been caught outside our own galaxy, a thin ribbon of stars torn from a globular cluster, stretched across the sky by the gravity of its host galaxy. The 30-second summary. What happened? Using archival Hubble Space Telescope images, an international team led by the University of Copenhagen and DTU Space found the first confirmed globular cluster stellar stream outside the Milky Way, inside a faint galaxy called UGC 9050-DW1. Why does it matter? These streams are shaped almost entirely by a galaxy's gravity, so their shape lets astronomers measure how much dark matter a galaxy holds, a technique that had only ever worked for our own galaxy before. What is the catch? The result comes from one galaxy, modeled from a single set of images. Whether the technique works as reliably across many other galaxy types still needs to be tested. The key fact. Astronomers already know of roughly 30 stellar streams left behind by globular clusters inside the Milky Way. This is the first one ever confirmed in a galaxy outside it. Why this matters? Dark matter makes up roughly 80 to 85% of all the matter in the universe, yet nobody has ever detected it directly. Astronomers infer its presence only from its gravitational pull on things they can see, like stars, gas, and light. Globular cluster streams are especially useful for this because they are narrow, they persist for billions of years, and their exact shape depends sensitively on the gravity field they pass through, including any invisible mass. Until now, that trick only worked inside the Milky Way, where researchers could study nearby streams in detail. Extending it to another galaxy means the method could, in principle, be applied anywhere astronomers can spot a faint enough trail of stars, turning one lucky detection into a general tool. It follows a pattern seen elsewhere in astrophysics this year, where researchers have used indirect tracers, like cosmic radio flashes used to track down missing ordinary matter around galaxies, to map material that cannot be seen directly. What happened? The team, led by PhD student Julie Keel-Holm of the Niels Bohr Institute and astrophysicist Sarah Pearson of DTU Space, went looking for stellar streams in ultra-diffuse galaxies, an unusually faint class of galaxy that emits very little light but is thought to be unusually rich in dark matter. That faintness is normally a problem, since it makes any stream even harder to see against the background. But it also means less stray light to drown the signal out. Digging through archival Hubble images of the galaxy UGC 9050-DW1, the researchers found a faint trail of stars whose shape, color, and association with a compact source pointed to a torn-apart globular cluster rather than any other explanation. How it works. A globular cluster is a dense ball of stars bound tightly together by their own gravity. When one drifts too close to the center of a larger galaxy, the galaxy's gravity gradually pulls stars away from the cluster, spreading them into long, thin arcs called tidal streams. Because those stars trace out the gravitational field they travel through, researchers can run computer models that reconstruct how much mass, and where, must be present to produce the stream's exact shape. Applying that modeling to UGC 9050-DW1, the team estimated the galaxy carries a large, massive halo of dark matter, in line with what scientists already suspected about ultra-diffuse galaxies from other kinds of evidence. Before we overstate the result, the finding is based on one stream in one galaxy. The team has not yet shown the method works consistently across a broad sample of galaxy types. The dark matter estimate comes from fitting a model to the stream's shape, not from a direct measurement, and depends on assumptions about the stream's origin and the cluster's original mass. The images were taken from Hubble's archive rather than a dedicated new survey, meaning the discovery relied partly on data collected for other purposes. What happens next? The researchers expect the number of known extragalactic streams to rise quickly as new instruments come online. Wide-field telescopes such as the Euclid Space Telescope, already surveying the sky, and NASA's upcoming Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope are both suited to catching faint structures like this one across large swaths of the sky, which could turn a single discovery into a statistical sample large enough to test the method properly. Takeaway: the discovery itself is a single faint smear of starlight in one small galaxy, but the technique behind it is what matters. A tool once confined to mapping dark matter in our cosmic backyard may now be usable on galaxies astronomers cannot visit or directly probe in any other way. Read the full article at newtnia.com.